Time for another Lightning 100 Holiday Hops here on Nashville's Independent Radio, brewed by Littman Brothers and Rhizome Productions. Jason with my buddy Matt Leff here.
And our last day together.
Yeah, man. It's and we're gonna do a few today.
I mean, if
we're gonna wrap strong.
Let's do it.
Let's what's the first one up, man?
All right. We're gonna start it off with Honky Tonk. It's their mango milkshake double IPA. It's hazy and lactose, which is the thing right now. Or a thing right now. These guys are up in Metro Center, if you're not familiar. It's sort of a strange location, but I think it's great. They're the only ones up there, so if you know about them, you go. Great tap room. Let's give it a quick taste.
Let's do it. Cheers. Oh, man, even before tasting it, the mango.
A lot of mango. You get a little bit of the vanilla.
Prevalent, yeah.
And again, this has lactose, vanilla, mango, and then Citra and Eldorado hops, which give it that tropical flavor to support the mango.
And that the bit of aftertasting, sense that vanilla.
Yeah, the vanilla kind of comes on the finish.
Mm-hmm.
Cool beer, 8.5%. Be careful with this one.
It comes in 16-ounce cans?
16-ounce cans, maybe some draft around town, but definitely 16-ounce cans, as that's what we're enjoying it out of. Moving on to the next beer. That's right, we're doing three today, double encore. We're talking about Gar's Beer Company. Gar is a local guy here in town, based out of Franklin. This is their Red Vanilla Porter. It is a milk porter brewed with rooibos and vanilla bean. So really kind of a cool beer. It's got tea in it. It's got vanilla bean in it. And it's a porter, which is a darker beer. So if you like dark beers, this is for you. Clocks in at 6.25% alcohol, so not super high. But very robust flavor. It's got a lot,
a
lot going on. You'll find this in 12-ounce cans as well as on draft all over Nashville. So cheers.
Cheers.
Got a sort of a nice creamy finish.
Yeah. Unique.
Which is interesting because it doesn't have any lactose in it like the previous beer, but it's got a real good smooth finish to it. Cool packaging as well. Definitely check this one out. Red Vanilla Porter.
And our next one.
Last up, but not least, we're talking about a beer out of Boston from a brewery called Clown Shoes Beer, if you're not familiar. This comes in 12-ounce cans, and it is their Chocolate Sombrero. It is their Mexican-style chocolate stout, 9% ABV. You find it in 12-ounce cans, which is probably dangerous for a 9% alcohol beer.
9%, right?
But let's finish strong. It's
right.
You know, our last day of the holidays.
Cheers.
And I guess everybody's holidays are coming up. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, all the above, New Year's Eve. So I think we've given everybody a great lineup of amazing beers to try over the past few days. So cheers, everybody. Lots of chocolate.
Yeah, wow.
Lots of chocolate. A little smoky. A
little bit.
Roasty. I'm looking for some spice, but... maybe on the back end?
Yeah.
A little bit of heat?
A little bit.
Not really.
Not much.
I want more.
I want more.
I'll get some sriracha.
There you go. Man, this has been a blast. It's always a blast.
An annual tradition for Lightning and Rhizome and Littman.
It's inaugural at this point, but hope
let's keep it going.
We can roll it into 2019. But thanks for joining us for Lightning 100's Holiday Hops. Thank you, Matt.
My pleasure.
Thanks to our good friends out at Littman Brothers and you and the whole team out at Rhizome Productions. You can hear all of our Holiday Hops at our website on demand, lightning100.com. Thanks again, and happy holidays,
happy
everybody.
Happy holidays to everyone. If you ever need beer recommendations, just come to our website, rhizomeproductions.com. You can get in touch with us, and we'll happily curate your family's meal.
There you go. Cheers.
Cheers, everybody. Happy holidays.